Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here till 11 o'clock here, helping you with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And coming up in October, you need to be concerned because the boys and girls of Microsoft are going to say your Windows 10 will no longer worky. No, that's not true. It won't be updated. It won't be securely patched. And why do you got to securely patch Windows? Well, because there's all sorts of problems with the operating system. Haven't you listened to the show? And they're saying if you don't upgrade to Windows 11, you're not going to get those patches. And so be afraid, be very afraid, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've got Wes Bryan, our favorite edutainer, on the line there. Are you there, Wes?
I am. Good morning, Eric, Dennis. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Good, sir. How
are
you?
Hey, Wes.
Hey, doing okay. Doing okay. That's right. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And as we know, October 14th is that date this year.
Exactly. So Microsoft has said no more updates for you as of October 14th if you're not on the latest Windows 11. Now, we just had a story, Wes, talking about the fact that a recent patch or a recent update from Windows 11 actually had the Windows Vista chime on the boot up. How crazy is that?
Well, that's Microsoft. If they don't, if it's not broke, they'll fix it till it is.
Exactly. So as far as this whole Windows 10 to 11 thing, people are, you know, there's confusion. There's issues with, does my machine accept it? Will it work? Is my processor going to be supported? What should people know?
Yeah, you know, you've touched base on it right there at the beginning. You know, security's the big thing, right? Because if we don't have regular update systems, they're just becoming more and more vulnerable to new threats, you know, and the threats are getting more sophisticated. So it is important, you know, that we have to plan for security. That really is probably one of the biggest things, when we think about that. Because without updates, we no longer get security updates. And those are really the big ones, I think, from a business standpoint. And then, of course, functionality is maybe a second. I don't know. To Microsoft, it might be a far third or fourth. But, when it comes to the functionality, we have to worry about compatibility.
Right.
And compatibility is a hard thing, when we look at Windows 10 compared to Windows 11. It kind of harkens back to when we went from the XP to the Windows Vista days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the requirements for Vista were just so astronomical compared to what they'd always been. Well, if you look at, Windows 11 coming out, right, a lot of the hardware is not going to meet the requirements, because initially when Windows 11 came out, it was 8th gen, like, for instance, the Intel processors, 8th gen or newer, right? But when they released 24H2, they phased out support for 8th, 9th, and 10th generation processors. So I'm sure there's some of your listener audience out there. I know I'm one. I've got one machine that no longer supports Windows 11 because of that. So I'm going to look into seeing what kind of Linux alternative I have to put on that. But that's not really, you know, something that is feasible for enterprise environments, right?
Right. Yeah, it's been crazy. So you're saying even the latest Windows 11th gens may not support the 8th, 9th gen processors like they said they would.
Right.
Right. That's absolutely. And other legacy hardware-based support, too, right? You have to have UEFI firmware. You can't have BIOS-based firmware because it's a requirement that you have Secure Boot turned on, which is a good thing for sure. But you also, to go beyond that, you know, they have a little cryptographic processor, a little chip that sits on the hard board. It's called the TPM, right? And that has to be a certain version. It's just technical jargon for, a security feature has to be a certain version. And if you don't have that as well either, you're not going to be able to support Windows 11, right? So that's a big one, too. You know, the other thing is support. That's really, you know, after end of life, companies need to figure out how to get support, right? Not just from a, we think of a consumer standpoint, but really from an enterprise standpoint too. And they've got a couple of options.
Yeah.
They either need to plan for a migration, or they need to go to Microsoft and, you know, apply for extended support. It's called ESU, Extended Support Updates.
Mm-hmm.
But it's costly. You know, a single year's right now, I believe, per device is $61, right? In year two, it doubles, 122. Year three, it's 244, right? So you start to see that this is a compounding, like in coding, they talk about technical debt, right? Well, this is your hardware debt, right? Mm-hmm. Even the consumer updates are still $30 if you want to extend that. So, you know, in the words of the traveling Wilbury, right, if this is the end of the line for your Windows 10 machines, then we have to have a solid plan for migrations.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, right? So you can pay a premium for this support, right? And you're going to get updates.
Mm-hmm.
These are updates you just can't get anymore, what we hear on the 14th, unless you pay the VIG here.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep. Yep, you know, and it's, you know, I don't know if a lot of people are like me. It's like, well, I already paid for the operating system. And I got lucky because I'm working on a laptop that is right at the end of that line. It's supported, right? So it's a Gen 11 Intel. But what happens when the next release comes out? You know, and again, that's something that happens. It doesn't just happen in the Microsoft realm. It happens in Apple, too. You know, they just silently stop supporting stuff. Mm-hmm. So we have to figure out if we are going to do migrations, right? Are we going to do, like, wipe and load migrations for supported hardware? Or are we going to provision new machines and then go from, preserving our user data and transferring that over to new hardware? So it's a lot of planning, especially when you talk about companies that could be using, even small companies that are using hundreds, maybe Windows machines. That is a lot of investment. So we have to plan appropriately. And I'm sure businesses that want to be successful at it already have some kind of migration strategy. But I know on the consumer side, I'd forget my head if it wasn't attached to the net, at the net. Sometimes we move a little bit slower.
Well, right. And so the upgrade strategies, you're right. We're dealing with a lot of clients that are having to do this. And a lot of them are cranky about it, right? It's like, this machine works fine. I'm a dentist. Yeah. I'm a financial planner. I'm an accountant. This machine works fine. I can go ahead and do my stuff. Why do we got to change this, Eric? And it's like, it's not me. It's not me, right? It's Microsoft doing what they're doing. Now, of course, the industry as a whole appreciates a refresh, right? So, you know, companies like us are not upset about the fact that we have to replace client systems, but that's not what we got in the business to do. You know, when we first entered the business of IT and support is to help a business become as efficient and effective with the tools they have, not just be ready to be there to refresh their stuff when the planned obsolescence comes in. And the other thing about it is going to Windows 11 doesn't necessarily improve anything about your business.
No, no,
no.
And so how can I even look a client in the face and say that? I can't. I don't, actually. Basically, it's like, here's where we are. This is the path we've taken. Microsoft gave it away for free. They crushed the competition. Now we're stuck with these guys. So until an Android operating system comes out, you know, not Chrome, And I know Android does exist. You can buy a Chinese laptop running Android, which is just bizarre.
Huh?
Yeah, because I'm looking
really?
For one.
We have
we've got a Chromebook at our house that is just awful. I hate it. It's this heavy, ridiculous HP Chromebook that barely does what we want it to do. The moment an Android box comes out, I'm going to get it, right? Because
sure.
I guess my phone doesn't have any problems. Does yours?
No. The only time my phone ever has any problems is when I'm messing around and it's operator error. And I don't mean operator is who I'm calling, the person operating it.
Yeah. So, I mean, once everybody starts to say to themselves, what am I doing here with all this Microsoft upgrades and all these replacements of platforms? Once you go to an Android concept or even an iOS Apple concept where your Apple phone doesn't have any issues either, once it's all appified, I think we're going to find a much more beneficial and much more calm and easy move forward when it comes to our systems, because this whole process of the compatibility, I got clients with like laser welding systems that are still running on Windows 7 or even XP.
Sure.
Yes, we have some clients that are still running XP computers because of that. And of course they're offline.
Right.
And they don't need to be online because you know, they've already got the programs of what they're making that's in them. But then again, they have to worry about what happens if a computer breaks and they have to replace it.
Right.
How do you get another Windows XP computer up and running?
Right.
It can be a real hurdle.
Sure. Sourcing the components can be a nightmare.
Yeah. Now, the other issue, Wes, on this whole Windows 10 to 11 thing is the, let's say your Office suite, your Windows version of Office you're running. Lots of clients out there still running 2013.
Uh-huh.
2016, all these different flavors that are out there. Well, they're not going to work so well on Windows 11. So Microsoft has covered that checkbox too. You're going to either have to rent it, Microsoft 365, or buy another Office suite. Office 2024 does exist.
For another few $100.
Mm-hmm. Even though your Word is fine, you can type your document, you can do your spreadsheet, you're not complaining. No, Microsoft says you need a new one. Man, just imagine if your car worked that way or your boat worked that way or anything else worked that way. I just have a problem.
We wouldn't be happy, would we?
We wouldn't be.
For sure.
And you're trying to improve
things.
And then
they have the option to, check the box too as well, saying, hey, you know, if you want the online version of Office, you can pay us a per user subscription fee. And then they've roped you into that continuous as a service model, which is basically continue to pay them money.
Right. I just had a story too, Wes, you might find interesting. Maybe you already know about it, but there's a Microsoft 365 local, an on-prem version coming out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you're blown away too. So was I.
Oh.
I predicted it. It's not surprising to me. The European Union doesn't want to have their stuff in the cloud, Wes. And
I can imagine that. Very strict regulations. And, you know, just because you can attest to the compliance doesn't actually make it happen.
It doesn't even just because you have guards in your data center doesn't mean the hard drives are getting out the back door. I mean, how many examples of that have we seen? So, we've got 24/7 security. We've got guards. Well, who's taking the hard drives out of the racks? Oh, I don't know. Bob. We just saw Bob leave with a bunch of hard drives. Oh, really? you know, so it's one of those things that, you know, Microsoft is realizing, hopefully, that on-prem can work fine and you can have control over your destiny having your own local servers. By the way, guess what? When you have your own local servers, you get all your own compute power. It's your own servers working for your own business rather than some tenement building in the cloud where you're all stuffed in there like sardines, hoping to get a fraction of a CPU cycle or a little bit of RAM to run your program.
SLA is just being credit on your back to your account. They don't really mean you're not going to get compensated anything more than that.
Exactly.
Credits back to your account when that doesn't happen.
Right.
For sure.
And so, yeah. So this whole Windows 10 to 11 thing is a big deal for folks. You know, if you're consumers, yes, you should consider it. You don't want your machine not patched for too long because, again, security vulnerabilities are just as big a deal for you as it is for business. But businesses are going to be scrambling, upgrading not only their Windows 10 to 11, but their Exchange 2016 has to get changed out. Oh, and the 2019 probably too. You know, your Office 2013 can't be something you keep running. It's not secure.
Yeah,
they're not
the rolling
compatible.
The rolling ecosystem of product updates.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a supply chain that if you're into one and you're using another one, then when one updates, of course, you're going to have to update the other one.
Yeah.
Just a continuous cycle.
So, Wes, what are you doing these days? How do people contact you if they want to get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I've got my YouTube channel as well, just Wes.Brien. I also got a Discord server. We're building a community just so people could come in. And if you're doing basic training and stuff like that for computer certifications, it doesn't have to be certification-based, skills-based, too. You can just become a part of the community there and share stories, share resources and everything. But, yeah, so anybody can just reach out to me via LinkedIn, and I'd love to talk.
Sounds good. We'll also put a link on our show.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Nice chatting with you.
Yeah, you too, guys. Take care, and I appreciate you guys having me on the show. Dennis, take care, man.
Oh, you too, Wes.
All right. See you later, Wes. We'll be. All right. It's nice to catch up with Wes. We'll put some links up there. Wes is an edutainer by trade. Help you understand how to become a geek. If you'd like to join the rest of us geeks, we need more geeks. We're very short on geeks. And we'd love you to join us. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to Adam in East Hartford with a question. What's happening, Adam?
Hey, gentlemen. I always love talking to you because I call the station during the week. Hey, what I called about,
yeah,
because you were answering my question once about the Facebook thing and about also banks. I wanted a trade show, but I don't use the printer very much, but I wanted a trade show back like in, 2005, maybe the wastewater abatement show at Mountainside, a laser jet printer. What's the difference between a laser jet printer and a regular laser printer?
Effectively none.
Yeah.
Just remember that laser printing can be done on a lot of different media. We work with manufacturers that do laser printing on metal.
Yeah, like
where
etching.
There's etching or engraving using lasers onto metal.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do it, I think, on wood.
Mm-hmm.
And other kinds of things. But what happens with a laser printer?
Yeah.
This is a little interesting. Okay.
I found it interesting. He explained it to me during the break.
There is a laser that hits a wire that is in contact with the paper as it rolls through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And it hits different spots. And we're talking about, 1,200 spots per inch or whatever
it
is.
Yeah, dots per inch. Yeah.
Depending on the resolution of the printer itself.
Right.
And it can print, it'll hit those spots. Then as the paper continues rolling, it rolls through the toner.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever that laser has hit in one of those spots, the toner is going to adhere to the paper.
Uh-huh.
And then it rolls through. There's actually a way that the excess toner is flushed from the paper after that. And what you get is the printed product in the hopper.
Yeah. So
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I told you much more about laser jet printers than you ever wanted to know.
Yeah, it uses electrostatic charge, and I've always been fascinated by that.
Yeah, that's cool. I never knew that process.
Hey, guess what?
Yes, sir.
I'm not computer savvy, but I will keep listening to the show. I learn something every week.
All right, Adam. Well, we appreciate that, sir.
Wait, one last thing. You know, the only computer work I did for work, I was a sample collector for a water utility, and we used to have to send chain of custodies over the internet to the lab to get, so they can get it ahead of time. So that was interesting, building the chain of custodies, but go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen. You have a nice day, all right? Stay cool.
You too, Adam. Chain of custodies, yeah. I can't imagine how that would work there with all that, but.
Well.
So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get on the line, 860-522-522-522. WTIC is the number. It's been the number forever, and it works anywhere, no matter where you are in the country listening to our little program. Feel free to get online, and we're happy to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And if you guys don't call in, Dennis and I'll talk about my kids, and he'll talk about his cats. I had a nice golf round with my kids yesterday afternoon. I could talk about that. Not good for – it was actually basically a nice walk ruined by golf, but hanging out with my boys was definitely worth it. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. John, hang on. Everything's been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com. And, of course, over on our Facebooks, over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, you can ask to join. And then if you're not a crackpot, we'll let you in, and you'll get all the links there, too. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Hope you're enjoying this Saturday morning like we are. Or hopefully, you're able to listen, and we appreciate you joining us. 860-522-9842 is the number. Let's get to your calls. John in Glastonbury first. What's happening, John?
Well, you know, I've got a computer problem, so hey, I thought I'd finally make my first call to your show.
Awesome. We're happy you did.
So good morning, Eric and Dennis, and thanks for taking my call. Thanks to Carolyn for taking my call.
Yes, she's the best. You got through her. She's tough, you know.
Well, she said you could definitely help me with this, so we'll see if that is
true. Oh, no, promises. Uh-oh.
No, you know, it's a weird problem, and I feel like you might have spoken to it before when we talk about Windows updates and things like that. My computer seems to be working fine, except that if I click on where the start menu would be, it lights up and says start, but nothing happens when I click. And I would tell you next to that where it says type here to search, that doesn't work either.
Oh.
So I was thinking it was hidden.
I can get to things that are on my desktop, and everything seems to work fine that way. What should I look at?
There are a whole bunch. If you search the internet for solutions, you're going to find a whole bunch of answers.
Oh, you've seen this before, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. I've seen this problem. I wouldn't even bother fooling around with any of this stuff. What I would do is I would run what's called a start menu troubleshooter, and we can post an article to get that and run it and how to work with it to fix it.
So Windows has an application called the start menu troubleshooter.
Yes, Microsoft made it. Now, I say made because they have obsoleted it already.
What?
Yeah.
But there's problems like this out there.
Yeah. I mean, Microsoft has a whole bunch of troubleshooters built into Windows. Mm-hmm. If you can get your search menu to work,
you'd find it.
And you click start and type the word troubleshooter, it will take you to the settings where all the troubleshooters live.
Yep, yep.
They actually know that stuff breaks, and sure, they have built-in tools to deal with the breakage. Now, it turns out that this particular troubleshooter is one that they have obsoleted. You cannot download it from their website.
Uh-oh.
I have found a website that has a safe version of it.
Keyword here, safe version.
It's a safe version. Yeah. This website with this article has a link to it. Just go there and follow the directions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And it should repair the problem. It can actually manifest because of a number of different things that can go wrong, including the Windows search service where the index gets broken and it doesn't know how to find anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it just spends its time doing nothing when it knows that it should be searching for something. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes wrong.
It loses its index.
Yeah. And at any rate, this troubleshooter will find and fix those things.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I can't type in the search menu as it stands right now.
Yeah.
I will look for, I can get to your website. So I'll find that article when it's posted, and I appreciate that.
It's going up right now.
Let me ask another question.
Sure.
Is there, a way to get to settings while I have this problem? I had a couple of intermittent issues with my printer and wanted to get to, printers to run a diagnostic there. It's working again now after the last update, by the way. But
to get to the settings, you can press and hold the Windows key and then I.
Okay. I figured there was a shortcut like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that sounds great.
Yep.
I've got to say a couple other things while I'm on the air with you again for the first time.
Sure.
I've been listening to this show for a long, long time. And like everybody that takes the time to say, what a great show. I'm glad you're on the air. Congratulations on number two to Brian.
First runner up.
And I'm going to tell you what, Eric, you're great on the Tech Tuesday segment, and I can tell how much Brian enjoys that.
I
look forward to that too. I bet Dennis could fill in for you if necessary very easily.
He could.
You guys are a great team. You can never retire, and
we won't. We live in Connecticut. Can anybody ever retire?
I don't think so. And may golf never ruin a day for you.
I'm learning it again. My kids are dragging me into it. So I never really learned it in the first place. But my goodness, I'd rather just throw the ball.
You can just tell them you're letting them win.
Oh, no, they know. They're crushing me.
All right, gents. Thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. So hopefully his start menu will start working again. Let's go on to AJ in South Windsor. What's going on, AJ?
Hey, I have a friend who is very sensitive about security, almost paranoid. And he sent me an article from, I think, a magazine. Anyway.
Entrepreneur?
Yeah. Yep. And it said, largest data breach in history, Apple, Google, and Meta. Passwords reportedly among 16 billion stolen in massive attack.
Yes.
But I didn't get any message at all from Apple warning me or anything like that. Should I be concerned?
That's a fair question, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know right now if there's any way to know that your account is part of this breach. Because right. I don't think the contents of it have been disclosed.
But the bigger point, though, the bigger point, AJ, is that this is the – we talked about it in the first hour, the mother of all breaches, right? All these different companies have this issue, right?
Yeah.
So many people fall victims to having supposedly people from these companies call them and say their computer has a problem, right? The Microsoft scam, there's Apple scam, there's all sorts of scams where supposedly – company representatives are contacting you because they found a problem. But in this case, this actually should explain to you, the companies don't care about you at all. Okay? They don't care whether your password was breached or not. They're not even gonna let you know in a formal way, hey AJ, we found your password on the dark web. It'd be nice that if they did dark web scanning for you. Now there are third parties that will do dark web scanning for you. You may want to check even your credit card.
Well, I was going to say a lot of credit cards offer that service. Sometimes you have to sign up or even just provide like a text number or a email address for them to send the reports to when they find them. But
right.
It should be available in a lot of credit cards.
The other thing, though, I would say about that is if you just operate that your credentials are already on the dark web, they are most likely on the dark web. The chances that your credentials have not been scooped up by some sort of breach across some sort of platform that's never happened to you is zero as far as I'm concerned. So just assume your credentials are on the dark web. So then what do you do? Well, you add two-factor authentication. You make sure your password is very complicated and you change the password on occasion. But having two-factor authentication to protect you is the one of the best ways to secure your account. So if he's paranoid, ask him if he has 2FA enabled on all his accounts. If he says no, then you're going to say, well, you're barely paranoid, buddy. You don't even know what the word paranoid means.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right.
That is a big scary thing out there. But anybody who really is concerned about security, and if you don't have two-factor running on all your accounts – you don't care about security as far as I'm concerned. Simple as that. Let's go to Bob in South Farmington, otherwise known as Southington. What's going on, Bob?
Hi, guys. Thanks for what you do for us for so many years. We really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
I recently converted my HP laptop over to Windows 11, and every time I turn on the computer, I see to stop disk checking, press any key within X amount of seconds, and is disk checking really necessary?
Well, yes and no. Number one, you got to find a way to turn that off. And what's happened is that something called a flag has been set where Windows thinks there's a problem with your drive. So when it starts up, it sees that flag and it says, I got to check this drive. It is possible that something is wrong with the partition in some way, and it could be very minor. Matter of fact, it could be something that doesn't even really need attention, but it just happened to a degree that caused the flag to be set, and it wants to fix the drive. So what I would do is I would shut the computer off, wait 10 seconds or 15 seconds, turn it on, and allow it to do that disk check. Just let it go through its paces. And however long it takes, I don't know what kind of drive you've got or what the problem with it could be. So it could take 5 minutes. It could take 2 hours. I don't know. I mean, it's highly variable.
But heed the warning, too.
But heed the warning, because there is something that triggered that flag. And who knows what it is. And it probably happened during the update process because a lot of files are written and overwritten and moved around. And something can happen with the partition during that process.
Could have found a bad spot on the drive, and now the system's like, it doesn't seem correct over here.
Right. So I would allow that scan to take place at least once. Just let it finish.
Yeah, but make sure you have a backup.
Right. And yes, make sure any data that you want to keep has been backed up first. Okay.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I've let it run and do that. It only runs about 10 seconds when it does the repair thing, and then the next time I log on, it just does it again.
So it happens over and over again.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
Well, are you allowing it to do the scan, or is it constantly repeatedly finding something?
I don't think it's finding anything, really, because it runs so fast, and then it comes right back on again.
What about then, once it comes up, run your own diagnostic on the drive, and maybe that'll set the flags to healthy after you run it separately.
You could do that. There's also a product that Mike G mentioned called Crystal Disk Info, and you might want to run that.
Okay.
You can post a link to that.
I will do that then.
All right, Bob.
Thanks so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. But when you do see warnings like that, it's definitely worth heeding them. You may have an issue, but again, Windows could still have a flag setting issue where it thinks there's a problem and there really isn't. So we're going to step out for a quick break and then get back to your calls. We got Melinda coming in and three lines open for you. 860-522-WTIC is the number. And we will do our best to get to your computer comments, questions, and concerns. We will be right back. All right, we're back. Let's get right to your calls. You all woke up and we're almost done with the show. So I don't know what to tell you, but we start at 9. But let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Melinda first. What's happening, Melinda?
Hi. First of all, I love your show. I always learn things.
Thanks.
I did just update my desktop to Windows 11.
All right.
Wouldn't say it went perfect, but it seems to be resolved. And now I'm ready to think about how can I keep my publisher. Used to have the program, but I've been on Office 365 for a while. And I saw Office 2021 has it.
Right.
But my computer is like 7 years old, and I bought according to your specs back then, so it's according to the store I went to, I didn't need to replace it now, and I was probably good for another 3 or 4 years. But who knows? But originally, I was just going to get a new computer. But with that in mind, it looks like I'd have to buy it again when I replace my computer.
Buy off publisher?
Well,
yes.
Publisher.
Well, the Office with publisher.
All right. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Just so that people are aware, publisher was included in the perpetual license pro versions.
Right.
And it was included in Microsoft 365 apps. Okay.
Yep.
It still is right now. It is in there. I mean, you can install 365 now and you will have that app. It is going to be removed, I think, in 2026.
Yeah.
I don't know
October.
What the date is. October 26th, yes.
Yes.
All right, so if you replace your computer before then, you will get Publisher. Now, how long it will remain on that computer, I don't know. If you're using 365, it eventually might get flushed out. I'm not sure what they plan to do, But Microsoft has advised people to get ready to live without it.
Yes, they give it and they take it away.
What they want you to do is to take your publisher documents, convert them to PDFs, and then edit them later in Word, which doesn't really sound like a good idea to me.
No.
But that is their official advice. At any rate,
yeah.
What we would advise doing, if you want to be sure that you're going to have it, is to get a perpetual license of Office 2021 Pro.
Yep.
You can't get the home and business version. It won't include publisher.
No.
You can't get the home version. It won't include publisher. You have to get a pro version.
Right.
And it's going to be expensive. We're talking
$300.
Well,
it's older, so maybe you'll find a kind of aftermarket, like an eBay thing, as long as you're not going to get ripped off by a key that's being sold 15 times.
Right. I mean, that's the worry that I would have trying to buy it that way. But at any rate, if you can get your hands on the 2021 Office Pro version and install that, and you should have it. And it will stay there.
So here's the other issue. Until you go to Windows whatever, and it doesn't allow you to run the old flavor of that
software.
Right.
I mean, when Windows 12 comes out eventually, I don't know when there are no plans for Windows 12 yet.
Right.
But at any rate, at that point, maybe it will stop working. But, you know, that's future. We're talking years into the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is bound to your machine, not your Microsoft account, right?
Correct. If you get the 2021 Office, it gets installed on the computer. The computer is what's licensed, and that's it. Yes.
But you can relocate it.
You can uninstall it from one computer and then install it on another.
Right.
But again, the licensing is connected to the computer.
Right.
Yeah.
So it is portable. It is portable as long as you're installing it on an operating system that will accept it, which Windows 11 should.
Yes.
As long as it's the later version there, that Office 2021 Pro. So you have a way to keep using it, Melinda. It's just going to be expensive.
I have tried that PDF, you know, saving the document as a PDF, and it's sort of close to a nightmare because it doesn't transfer, like, right, and then it adds a page, and you can't get rid of the page. And I've just used Publisher for, like, 20-plus years, and it takes seconds to create a document just the way you want it. And Word does not. I mean, it's just, I don't know why.
I am with you. I love Publisher.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best products that Microsoft ever came up with.
Mm.
In terms of what it does and how quickly it works.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Right. And then this is the
thing. You can stick pictures, anything in.
Yeah. This is the thing about a subscription, right? So 365 is a subscription. Here's what's included. And then they can take it away whatever they want. Whereas when you buy a perpetual license, you own the software. It is your tool. It's like buying a hammer, and it's going to be a hammer. I got a 25-year-old hammer, right? If Microsoft was in charge, that hammer would be disappeared by now, right? Because it wasn't made of the proper handle or something like that. So this is the issue with subscription-based models. And the other issue is that the vendor itself, the manufacturer, doesn't care whether you like it or not, whether you're a fan of that product or not. They should give you a way to extract the product, load it locally, even charge a fee for it, Microsoft, if you want. There's plenty of people who would pay.
Yeah.
But no, it's all or nothing. Here's how we go. This is the way. Go ahead and save it as a PDF and edit it in Word. Good luck. That's an awful approach.
Yeah. It's not workable. I mean, it doesn't seem – plus, creating new seems like, you know, not productive at all. Is there some – would you say if I look at, say, a 15-year scenario of this computer and the next one, do you think it would even work out that long with the Office 2021? I know we don't have a crystal ball, but
probably not. I mean, we would give you 6-year windows, and anything beyond that is luck.
Yeah, pretty much.
So is there anything else that works like Publisher?
Well, we're running out of time in the program. We can try to ponder that and give you an answer next time we're on.
Okay. That sounds fair enough.
All right, Melinda. Well, good luck.
I'm going to be sad to lose it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank all you guys for listening on this lovely Saturday morning. Finally, we got some sun, and we do appreciate you guys joining us. I want to thank Carolyn for producing as always. I want to thank Wes Bryan for joining us. We put a link up there too if you want to chat with him. Thank you to Mike G for posting everything over on X and on our Facebook page. And thank you to Dennis for posting
and
everything.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.